This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Ukrainian Air Force says the Russian Army launched 17 self-exploding Iranian-made drones against Ukraine overnight from the southern region. EP correspondent Charles Ledesma explains.
16 of the Shaheds were shot down by Ukrainian forces over southern and eastern regions, while Serhiy Lysak, head of the Dnipropetrovsk Regional Administration, says six others were shot down in his sector, but that Ukrainian air defense had not succeeded in destroying all the attacking drones. Some two-story residential buildings and an administrative building, together with a utility and a transport company, were damaged. And the governor of Russia's neighboring Kursk region reported that a drone had crashed in the city of Kursk, causing damage to an apartment building. In addition, three people were wounded when a car exploded in a residential area of Belgorod, the capital of Russia's southern Belgorod region that borders Ukraine. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
At least 18 employees in California have now
Inmates.
A military contact with China is now accusing the United States of military operations. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met China's top diplomatic body to discuss thorny issues as part of the efforts to nurture talks in the sidelines of regional diplomatic meetings in Indonesia. President Gordon Ryan Powers avoided turning the region to a competition arena, Blinken stressed the importance of maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and raised concerns by Washington and allies of China's actions in its late Thursday meeting with Wang Yi, who has the ruling Communist Party's social commission for affairs in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta.
Soda sweetener aspartame is now listed as a possible cancer cause, but it's still considered safe. AP correspondent Dwyer.
The World Health Organization's Cancer Agency has deemed the artificial sweetener aspartame to be a possible cause of cancer, while a separate group looking at the same evidence said it still considers the sugar substitute safe. Scientists say that as long as people do not exceed recommended levels, then they shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame. Aspartame was approved in 1974 by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. According to the FDA at that time, a person weighing 132 pounds would need to consume about 75 aspartame packets to reach the recommended cap. In 1981, a group of UN experts set the daily safe limit slightly lower. The overall message is use aspartame in moderation.
Spanish police have arrested six young Germans allegedly raping 18-year-old German on Mallorca Island in the Mediterranean. They said Friday that the alleged gang rape occurred in a hotel room in the hot tour spot. Applied to Palma on Thursday. Detainees are tourists who are ages 20 and 21. They are now being held at police facilities and are expected to testify before judge on Saturday. You'll find more at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.